Twin Flames is a podcast created by best friends and twin flames, Chloe and Hillary, about personal development, shifting the perspective, and becoming your most authentic self. Chloe is a spiritual practitioner, astrologer, and entrepreneur. Hillary is a mindfulness expert, happiness educator, and therapist in training. We combined our strengths and knowledge to bring you the best of what we have found to be helpful to us on our respective journeys.
Hillary, did you know that there is a website where you can go sign up to be part of the Illuminati?
Wait. What did I just hear?
There's this weird ass website that you can go like law. I don't even know. Like, I heard this on Shane Dawson the first time, and it was him just like talking about how like the Illuminati had contacted him and they gave him this website link. It was a whole mess, and I don't believe that it's real. I don't necessarily not believe that the Illuminati is real, but I think I'm just open to anything at this point because there's a lot of weird shit and a lot of weird conspiracies out there.
I mean, it's good to have an open mind and remain skeptical. It's a little bit of both, right?
You're not wrong. And yeah, it was just like basically like you could, I don't even know. I think he did go through like the login sign up process, but then like nothing happened.
What?
I was like, what?
What? Although, how interesting is it to think about like contextualizing secret societies in modern times? Like, what, do they have a website? You know, it's a secret society, you know?
Right.
Like, in general with secret societies, how are you signing people up through email now? Like, what's going on?
Right. Right. I think Shane had a very funny approach to it, which like, eight side stories. Speaking of Shane Dawson, I know you were looking for more recommendations because you said you've watched a lot of stuff.
Always.
But if you haven't watched the Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star, like docuseries that Shane did on YouTube, it's actually really good. Like even Andrew really enjoyed it and he's not really into that like realm.
Interesting.
And it was all about like the creation. And I think I've talked about this before, but not on the podcast, but it was all about like the creation of their makeup line that they collaborated on and kind of like the dark side of the industry and how like people go like makeup is crazy. Like,
yeah,
Shane had somebody like he left this out of the documentary, so I feel like I can talk about it because unless you also go and watch that like deleted scene stuff, you would never know. Mm-hmm. But like somebody tried to break into Shane's house after like
what?
Like somebody came, tried to break into his house. Like he had to have like armed bodyguards on his property after that because like the makeup industry is that crazy. Like people want their hands on what you're working on so they can steal the ideas and put them into their own brand so much that like Jeffree Star has to have bodyguards on his property at all times.
How many times do I have to say we need to reprioritize and focus on what really matters, which is people over money and power.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that so many things reduce to that? How can we not get it through our heads? Like,
I don't know.
The money and the power and the status and the image, that stuff doesn't matter. People.
And guess what? Aquarius officially moved into Saturn, and I think we're going to eat the rich. Just saying.
Awesome. Great. Ready.
I think we're going to eat the rich, so that's going to happen.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, it's actually a really good series, though. Like, I would highly encourage the, even if you're not like a Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star like fan, it was a good series. And it's long. It's like 6 or 8 episodes, and they're all like 40 minutes to an hour long.
Wow.
So it's like a good lengthy, and it's worth the watch.
Interesting. I'll have to look that up.
But today we're actually talking, I know I already threw the astrology down, but we're actually talking about astrology compatibility.
Yes,
because this is like such a hot topic.
Super hot.
In it's like hot in general.
It burns.
Like the world.
Ow.
Yeah. Hillary, I love you.
I couldn't help it.
It's something that, like, I feel as astrology has been more and more and more on the rise. And, like, people are constantly saying, like, is this sign compatible with this sign? Is this sign compatible with this sign? Mm-hmm. And I first want to preface. I never
say preface, but I don't know.
I say preface, but I think it might be preface. Maybe it's just a preference.
Ooh.
See all that wordplay. Andrew loves to say this weird phrase, my husband, flavor text.
What?
I'm like, it's not food.
Flavor text.
Anyways.
Quick side note about pronouncing things. My boyfriend and I will joke where, like, you know, minestrone soup. We'll say,
yes.
Well, I don't have any minestrone, but I have some minestrone.
And there's I call it minestrone.
Minestrone. See? There's something so fun. Don't have any minestrone, but I do have some minestrone.
Yes. Also, minestrone is the tits. Right? Like, have you ever made it yourself?
No.
So easy, so good. It's a really good food for right now too, because it's a lot of like canned goods.
Yeah,
like it's not.
That's a good point.
You don't have to have a lot of fresh quality ingredients to make it.
Ooh, now I want soup.
I can send you a recipe.
Please do.
I have one.
Anyway,
but
back on track.
Super delicious. Anyways, I feel like this is a really hot topic, and a lot of people that don't dedicate and. Insane amount of their life to the study of astrology kind of have this misconception that you have to link up with a certain sign to be compatible. And that's just not the truth. So before I even dive into what to look for compatibility wise and kind of give you the lowdown on astrology compatibility, I want to first illuminate some things and say that it doesn't matter what your star signs are. Everybody has the ability to get along with everyone.
Yes.
Everybody brings something special to the table.
Yes.
There's no, like, you need to, or everybody, not just you in particular, anybody that has this misconception needs to just open up your brain, take that little chunk out, and just throw it away.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who started that trend that you have to be a certain, like, lineup to link up with somebody or to be compatible with them, but it's frankly bullshit.
Yeah. Or the opposite version of it. Like, if someone is this sign, then I can't be friends with them.
Yeah, exactly. And I will give some, like, personal intel on why I even, like, will take this farther for my own life. But, and, like, where I've seen this, like, not be true in my own life. But basically, you know, every sign has worth. Every sign has value to bring to the table. We're all here to teach each other things. Mm. And a lot of times I find that when there is a sign that I've had a problem with, or when, you know, somebody has a lot of this sign in their chart, and we'll talk a little bit about charts too. If somebody has a lot of this sign in their chart or that sign in their chart, what I have come to find out in being more self-reflective and doing the internal work, they're parts of myself
yes.
that I'm not willing to acknowledge, or that I'm afraid of, or that I've experienced something around.
Yes. Projections. Didn't we do a whole
yes.
episode on that?
We did. I believe we did do a whole
yes.
episode on projections.
Oh, projections are so important to understand.
And if we haven't, then we should.
Right?
But I feel like we did.
I think we did. We've done a lot.
We've done a lot. We're like 65 episodes deep.
Oh my God,
so
we are?
We've done a lot.
Wow.
But with basically what I'm getting at is that's like the shadow self that, you know, oh, I don't fucking like Leos, or I don't like Virgos. Like, that's your shadow self talking. Ask yourself why in that moment. What is the characteristic that you have such a hard time with? Like, for me, I'll give you some personal examples. For me, for a long time, I had a problem with Leos, and especially people with a lot of Leo energy in their chart. And I was like, oh, they're just so haughty. They're just so full of themselves. They're just like, don't care. And I might have had a bad experience with like a few Leos, but I shouldn't damn the entire star sign mm-hmm. on those people, number one. And number two, what I've come to find out about Leos is they're actually here to teach the collective how to love themselves. Mm. And so if you look at it from that perspective, like, oh, this person isn't arrogant. They're not haughty. They just know they have self-worth. They have self-respect. And I could take a lot of notes from that.
Yeah.
So, and the same with Virgo. I've in the past been like, oh, Virgos are the worst. And you know what's funny about that? When you say that to the universe, in my experience, you experience an influx of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, 2019 and 2020 have been like the years of the Virgo for me. I've had nothing but Virgos enter my life and play really important roles.
It's that energy mirroring.
Oh, totally. And I used to say like, oh my gosh, Virgos are so nitpicky. They're so like control freak. I can't stand them, blah, 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 blah. And what I've come to find out, even studying my own chart, I have such an influx of Virgo in my chart. Mm. And they were parts of me that I wasn't willing to acknowledge. Like, I am very nitpicky. I am very hard on myself. And so seeing that being projected outward in someone else, ooh, it was like when I finally realized it, I was like, oh, my God, I'm looking in a mirror. Like, I'm upset about the things that I do.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, what a beautiful way to shift things, too, because it goes from, like, I don't like this person or I don't like this sign to, oh, there's something in me that needs some care, some love, some attention, some ownership. Yes. You know?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. And I mean, not only that, but there's also this stop. Okay. I'm going to say this really in your ears because I need you guys to really hear this when I say it. Listen. This is very, very important. If you take nothing else away from me from this episode, please stop dictating everything by your sun sign. Please.
Yeah.
You have an entire birth chart that can tell you so much more information.
Oh my God. It's like, it's as if, in like depth psychological terms, it's like going based just off your sun sign would be like saying all you are is your persona and not yep. all these other parts of you, all of the
exactly.
the shadow and the complexes and the unconscious and the rest of consciousness that's in psyche and the ego and like, ooh, yeah, don't go by just the sun sign. Well,
not only that, but like, it's so, the sun sign like is your essence. So yes, you're going to see it everywhere in your makeup, but it is not, I would say that it is almost one of the least important parts of your chart. Like I would put myself as an astrologer out there and say that it is one of the least important parts of the chart.
Interesting.
And like, it's important and you will see it, but it's not, it doesn't really give you that much to go off mm-hmm. of. And so I wanted to give a few more points and then Hillary will share with us some of her thoughts on these things too. I feel like I've been dominating this conversation.
No, I would love for you to dominate this conversation. I would prefer that because you have more to say on it.
I thought you were about to say, I would love for you to dominate me. And I was like, whoa, okay.
I mean, that's not the relationship that we have.
No, it's not. Also, I am definitely a submissive. I am not a dominant.
Anyway, moving forward.
Moving forward. So, the first thing I wanted to say is that if you want to look for compatibility with someone else, keeping all of those things that I said in mind, that we said in mind, the most important parts to look to in your charts, and we will leave a link down below of some resources that you can use them for free. I am currently closed right now. You cannot hire me for a service as we're kind of going through a lot of crazy in the world. I just don't have the energy to give myself in that way right now. So apologies, you cannot hire me right now. But there are a ton of free resources out there. Like, you don't have to pay someone to read your chart for you. I mean, it's nice, but you don't have to do it. All the information is there. It just takes a lot of study and a lot of reading. But if you wanted to look for compatibility between you and someone else, the best things to look at, aside from the sun sign, which again, I wouldn't even really pay much attention to, is you want to look to your Venus placement, because that's going to show you how you desire to be loved and how you show love to other people. Mm. And so you want to cross-reference that with somebody else's Venus. You want to cross-reference a Mercury placement, which is going to show you how you communicate with others and how you get your point across to them and how somebody can communicate with you openly. That I feel like if you're ever having a breakdown in communication can be a very powerful tool just in general. Like, oh, when I say things in this way, that could be helpful for this person. So I feel like these tools are very helpful even in a psychological way. Like, well, I've used this to my advantage.
I was just going to say, like, with the Venus placement, that sounds a lot like the five love languages test, you know?
Absolutely.
And was it Mercury with the Mercury placement?
Mercury, yes.
That sounds like communication styles and techniques, which there are, I will say, I think that there probably are ways that we naturally communicate or naturally show love or naturally take in love, stuff like that. And we can also learn different ways to communicate. Yes. And we can learn how to show love or give love in someone else's love language. Yes. So I wouldn't look at it as just fixed as well.
Yes, agreed. Thank you, Hillary. And lastly, also, look towards the Mars placement. This one in a couple of ways. Number one, Mars is the warrior. So planet of war, god of war. So when you're looking at somebody's aggression and also how they will pursue something actively, this is like that activated planet placement. And so you can see where somebody's like fight and aggression will be, as well as their sexual passion. So you can even get as deep as like sexual desire and stuff there, which is really fascinating stuff. So looking towards the Mars to see how this person maybe is going to deal with aggression. And I also want to mention with these placements are going to help you understand compatibility with another person, but you also have to factor in, how were they raised? What experiences have they had? You can't just look at these things and say, oh my God, I understand everything about you now, and I know enough to know that it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
So really factor in that, like, we're also people.
Yeah.
We've had different experiences, and different things have happened to us that could shape and change those placements. Mm-hmm. So, and I just wanted to, in closing for me, kind of talk a little bit about how I have seen this reflective in my own relationship dynamic with my husband. So my husband and I, our star charts, which I reference constantly because I find them so fascinating. We are literally each other's opposite coin. Like, we have so many placements that are polar opposites of each other. So something to know is, like, Hillary and I, even, I'm a Taurus, Hillary's a Scorpio. Obviously, I'm going off the sun sign here for reference. But in knowing that, basically, Hillary and I are each other's shadow. Like, when you look at the sign that's completely the opposite of you, it's the shadow self. And a lot of times it does deal in the aspects of you that maybe you wouldn't want to be as aware of. I mean, I feel like, I don't know if you could say that for Taurus or not, Hillary. That would totally be your call. But for Scorpio, Scorpios are so deeply passionate, really feel through things, very just definitely something that I feel like it takes effort for me to put myself there. It takes effort for me to feel through my feelings instead of talking through them or doing it a different way. But the times that I slow down, because I'm so fucking all over the place, I got a lot of Gemini energy going on in my chart. a lot of Mercury in general. But I'm so all over the place. But the second I slow down and actually try to feel and process through something, usually the most healing happens as I like process through that, through the lens of maybe a way that a Scorpio would. But
I love that.
In talking about my own partner, dialing it back, got a little ahead of myself, but looking at mine and my husband's charts, we're so polarized on so many levels. Like, I'll give you some examples. We have our sun and moon. So I'm a sun sign Taurus. He's a sun sign Sagittarius. I'm a moon sign in Gemini. He's a moon sign in Scorpio. So our sun and moons are polar opposites of each other in the way that we deal with things. And our Mercury placements, or excuse me, not Mercury, our Venus placements polarize each other. I'm a Venus in Cancer. He's a Venus in Capricorn. I actually would be willing to say, and I feel fine saying this, I'm not putting my husband on blast by any means. We're very open people. but I tend to be very, very, very highly empathic. That's how I show love to others, is by holding space for them, being with them in their emotional time of need. And he's someone that he can just set his emotion aside and just work through problems. And he and I both have expressed that we get the most frustrated with the other person when I get frustrated when I don't see enough empathy, and he gets frustrated when there's too much emotion going on. So we have, and I would also like to point out that Cancer and Capricorn are literally mom and dad of the zodiac. Like, it's very much those, like, traditional roles of masculine and feminine.
Yeah, I was thinking very much about that and how we're socialized and how we all communicate based on that.
Totally. So we have those placements, like, in our charts, and that's how we, like, I could almost tell you guaranteed 100,001% every time we get into some kind of a quarrel, that's what it boils down to at its core. And that's usually what we have to work through and talk about. And but my point was, is that we have so much polarity going on, and yet the relationship that I have with him is the most healing, the most loving, the most growth I think I've ever experienced living alongside someone, because he sees life through such a different lens from me, and vice versa, that there is so much learning that comes from the other person. And if that isn't compatibility for you, I don't know what is.
I love that. I mean, I think sometimes we think that we want to surround ourselves with people who are just like us.
Totally.
And, you know, sometimes there's something nice about having someone who really gets where you're at, of course. But there's also something to be said for having people who challenge us, who show us the parts of ourselves that maybe we don't want to look at, you know?
Totally.
And in healthy ways, you know. Of course, anytime that we talk about any kind of relationship or friendship or anything having to do with interpersonal stuff, obviously that's in healthy ways. Like, if someone is abusive or berating or demeaning, then no, I don't care what their sign is. Exactly. I don't care what the relationship is.
Yeah.
That's not okay. Period.
Agreed.
You know, but having someone to show you those parts of yourself that you don't want to look at, having someone to challenge you a little bit, having someone who will tell you exactly what they're seeing or what's going on. I mean,
yes,
I've found that to be incredibly helpful in healing, and often it comes from people who are different from me.
Oh, 100%. I mean, even in those moments, like, there's definitely moments where I will be, like, emotionally spiraling over something that doesn't even really have to do with me. I've just, like, picked up energy from someone else. And Andrew is that person that just in the middle of the storm, he just knows how to pluck me straight out of it and be like, nope, it's all right. We're in a safe space here. It's cool. Like, he's just like the calm to the storm, and vice versa. When there's a breakdown in emotion on his end and he doesn't know how to navigate those, like, there's something very comforting about having that opposite side that can come in and be like, hey, I've got you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it also allows us to recognize that we see it in the other person.
Oh, yeah.
And that part lives in us somewhere. You know, maybe it's not active right now, but it lives in us somewhere, somehow.
Oh, my gosh. I had the coolest conversation about that recently, and I'm only going to share a snippet because I feel like some of it is a little bit too personal, which I know that's saying a lot for me. That's some off air me and Hillary discussion later. But there's this poem that I would love to read just because it came up right this minute. And I was having a discussion about, like, universal oneness with my husband. And like I said, that's some off-air Chloe and Hillary time. But he sent me this poem later after our discussion. And I would like to read it, if that's all right.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have no idea who wrote this, so my apologies. But it says, all of the sons of Adam are part of one single body. They are of the same essence. When time afflicts us with pain in one part of that body, all the other parts feel it too. If you fail to feel the pain of others, you do not deserve the name of man.
Ooh. Chills.
There's a lot in that. And for me, that's just a lot of, like, I don't know. You brought up the whole oneness thing.
Yeah.
And I live and breathe, like, oneness consciousness is a big part of my, like, belief system. So
I mean, I could say so much on that. I mean,
We could probably do a whole episode on
oneness. I think we should, because I have a lot to say. So we'll circle back to that another time. Suffice to say, we are all one, and we'll get to that more later, another day. Another day.
Anyways, my astrology presentation is over. That's what I got.
No, I think that was a lot of really helpful stuff, honestly. I know you have more experience with this stuff because you've been steeped in astrology for a very long time, much longer than I have. And I know that there are things that I may have experienced with other people that I can't put in astrological terms just because I wasn't looking through that lens. You know, we all have different lenses that we look through life in. Totally. I most often have on my trauma lens, which is,
you know, evident. Though, Hillary, it's so, like, I don't know if you feel the same way about me, and it's okay if you don't, but I feel like we also have that polarity between us, mm-hmm. even from an astrological and person-to-person experience, that I love that that's the lens that you wear all the time, because it gives me so much more that, like, it's such a learning, it helps me learn. Like, I learn things about myself because of you.
I totally agree.
Before we started recording, I think there was more awareness that got brought into my realm, and I was like, oh.
No, I totally agree. And I think that's part of what we're talking about too, is like, we're not the same. I don't know what the charts say. Well, I know a bit of what the charts say. We've talked about the charts.
We have a lot of similarities, but we do have a lot of polarities too.
Yeah. And there's something really beautiful about that. I know in my experience, I've heard a lot of people saying things like, I don't get along with people of this sign, or, ooh, you're that sign, I don't like that, or, you know, stuff like that, right. Where it's an immediate, the image I have is an immediate closing of doors, you know?
Yeah, it's immediate dismissal.
Yeah, and that just generally in life hasn't ever really sat right with me, because I always think, because I've met some people and run across some people in my life who are very into astrology. Chloe, you're one of them. And some people who take it in a way that is very different from what we're talking about. So you're not part of this. I think we know that. But I have met some people who one of the first things that they want to know is what your sign is, and then they make a determination about you based on that immediately. And they'll say it, like, to your face, you know, which isn't always great. But for me, what has always bothered me about that is kind of what you're talking about with looking at the charts, is it's not looking at someone's sun sign or just asking them what their sign is and then making a determination, to me, closes off any possibility that they have complexity as a human and an individual.
Totally.
You know, it closes off any possibility that there's parts of them that maybe you weren't expecting, or there's work they've done that you don't know about, or, you know, all kinds of things that could come up. And it's a closing of doors. And a closing of doors always bothers me, because if the door is closed, that means nothing can come in. Nothing good, nothing bad, nothing new, nothing old.
You're right.
And when we're in that kind of state, we can't have empathy for people because we're not open to their story and where they're at.
Exactly.
When we're in that state, we can't learn anything new because we're not open to it. You know, you see, when a door closes, it's shut, and you have to make the conscious decision to open it again.
It's true.
And so it's always bothered me, because it really does just, it seems to eliminate the possibility that someone may be a full and complex human with a life story to tell.
Yes.
I think that's what it comes down to. And I think that's why I wanted to talk about this as well. I know we go into these things and we both want to talk about whatever the topic is, but we have different reasons and different approaches.
Oh, totally.
And for me, it was that. It was just, throughout my life seeing this pattern in people and thinking, like, what kept coming up is, my God, you could be closing yourself off to people and information and experiences and perspectives that you never knew about, totally. That you never had.
And I mean, I have definitely been there. Mm-hmm. As I stated earlier, I used to have such an issue with, like, major dominant Leo placements. Mm-hmm. But I implore you guys, if that's your experience, take a good long look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Ask yourself where it's coming from. And maybe it isn't coming from you and you've had a shitty experience with an Aries or a Virgo or a Leo or whatever. And now you're dictating that entire placement off of that one sign's experience that you had with them.
So that's exactly it. Here's a good example that is not astrology related, but a good parallel. So I always had, I think the gentle way to say it is difficult relationships with men throughout my life. That's probably the gentlest way to put it.
Yes.
suffice to say, there were some moments that were really harmful. And these were multiple experiences with multiple different people, different ages, everything, different backgrounds, different situations, everything's different, right? So there was a point in my life where I could have decided, okay, all men are terrible. Flat out statement. I could have made that decision. But I refused to do it. Why? Because that's not fair to every individual. You know, that really doesn't say anything about a person. It talks about a whole group, a group that is half of the world's population, you know,
it's
billions of people that I would be making a snap judgment on. And so what did I do instead? I did my own personal work. And I got to a place where I started looking at things differently. And it got so far that my thesis is about the experience of males in the U.S. from a depth perspective. And I do take the stance of compassion and empathy and saying, look at the situation that we as a society are putting young boys and men into. How can we not expect these to be the outcomes, you know?
Agreed.
And so all of that to say, you kind of have a choice when we're in these situations where we're categorizing people into different, you know, whether it's gender or astrology sign or religion or like whatever, however you want to categorize people, whatever. There's so many ways we could do it, but I don't want to. when we get into that place, for me at least, I found that there's a choice. And the choice is either I make that snap judgment and generalize across everyone in this group, or I look a little deeper, see what's going on for me, and then I can have a perspective that feels more whole, feels more well-rounded. And honestly, at this point, I harbor no ill will toward any men at all. In fact, I'm grateful for those past painful experiences. And I wrote 50 some odd pages. So all of that is to say that when you look at yourself and you do your own work around something, you may understand better why you're closing doors on people. Because I would guess that in 90 some odd percent of cases, you're closing the door not because of anything specific to them, but because of something about you.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, this all goes into the whole, like, universal mirror projection, you know. I love Deb psychology.
It's Hillary. So good.
It's so good. I was telling Hillary today, 8 side stories, that if I decided to go back to school, I would want to go back to either be into health, like some kind of, like, I don't even know, something to do with health, something to do with depth psychology or graphic design, which is like the one random wrench in there. But maybe just all three. You know,
I love it.
Me and Hillary really have that in common. Yes. I could learn forever. Like if I went back to school, I feel like I probably would be there forever.
That's kind of the position I'm in now. I literally just finished my graduate program maybe 2 weeks ago, if that.
Hillary, does that mean we get to change your description?
Maybe. I mean, I still have to wait for my registration number. It's a whole thing. Okay. But I finished like 2 weeks ago. And what did I do last week? I did 22 hours of trainings. I immediately put myself back into school.
I love you.
I can't stop learning. I love it.
I love that.
And I love you too. But anyway, I guess that's what I really wanted to say is just don't close yourself off to people and experiences and perspectives and beliefs that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise. I mean, honestly, I literally can't say enough about how keeping myself open to anything and everything with some, you know, boundaries, of course, how much it's helped me grow and change throughout my life. And I think that's really important when it comes to people. And when we get into astrology, it can be so easy to just put people in boxes. And I, honest to God, I don't think we should put anyone in a box ever. There's no reason for a box. Just wide open space.
I agree. Wide open spaces. Well, I've loved all of this.
Same, though.
And the only thing I have written down for homework is I encourage you guys to go look at your charts, even if it like makes no sense. Ignore the graph at the top of the page and just read, because all the information is there. I'm going to leave a link to AstroSeek down below, which is a website I really like. If you feel like you're a little bit more advanced in astrology, there's a secondary website called AstroDensed, I believe, and I will leave that one down below as well. That one has so many more features you can look at, but I feel like that one is not for somebody who doesn't, like, if you don't know the graph,
don't
go to this website.
Don't look at the graph if you don't know it.
Like, the AstroDensed, like, that one is all about, like, graphs, and you have to kind of know how to read the astrology, so. But that website's fantastic. And then I also have a book that I always recommend. It's the only astrology book you'll ever need by something Woolfolk. I'll put it down below. And, I would encourage you guys to go read up on your charts, read up on the charts of your family members, or, you know, take somebody that you want to see the compatibility with, or you want to see where things match up, and just take a look at it. I would actually encourage you guys to start with a relationship that you really love. Like, start with a best friend. Start with somebody you're really close to. Don't start with somebody that you can't stand.
Ooh, I could imagine that if you're looking up someone that you don't like, then I could very easily imagine that you already have that bias, so you're probably looking for the things that aren't good.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying start with the relationships that you love and appreciate, and then, like, after maybe you have a good handle, if you're wanting to learn about astrology, consider looking at the other, like, but I wouldn't look at people you don't really admire that immediately will open the door potentially for bias if you're not ready to explore that.
That's a really good point. I do have a couple other things written down. I think I drilled home this point enough. Keep an open mind. I'm pretty sure I said enough about that.
Oh, yes.
You know, one thing that I've started doing, this might be helpful maybe for some people who are visual. I'll imagine that there's a little door where my mind or my heart are, and I'll just imagine that I have that door wide open.
I love that.
It's really helpful to just have that image, and then you go, okay, my door is open. Okay, well, I'm just going to receive whatever comes, and we'll just see how it is.
That's cute. That's real fucking cute.
Thanks. And then the other thing I have is, two other things. One is to change the approach. We had said, because we did plan this a little while ago.
Yes, this is an older episode that we'd scrapped to do our previous and the one before that, actually.
Yeah, we got a little sidetracked.
So we had a few weeks.
But in changing the approach, what we had written down is either wait to look up their sign or their chart, or look up their chart but look at the other parts of their chart, not like their sun sign.
Exactly.
And then the last thing that we had is ask yourself, what is it teaching me? What is this person teaching me?
Especially in looking at the shadow aspects, as I mentioned earlier, like when trying to learn about the shadow self, often when you ask that question, that opens the door for so much more to come in and to analyze and just try to sit with or understand.
Yes, absolutely.
So I think that's all we have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We love you guys. And we'll talk to you next Monday.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
If you love what you heard today, please come and follow us on our social media platforms. We are at Twin Flames Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. Use the hashtag AuthenticityWarrior to connect and share your authentic path with us. If you'd like to support us on our mission to spread authenticity to the collective, consider becoming a contributor on our main hub, Anchor. Anchor provides the ability to not only give back to this podcast, but you can also send in voice-recorded questions that we're able to insert and answer on the show. Link in the show notes below. Another way to support us is by leaving a review. It really helps us to be seen and recommended more. If you do decide to review us, no matter the rating, screenshot it and send it to our email for a free guided meditation created by Hillary, me. More information on that below. And lastly, have a question, comment, or a concern? Send us an email and we'll do our best to reach back to you. Have a fantastic week, and remember, when you stand tall in your authenticity, you give others the assurance to do the same. We'll talk to you next Monday.